It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I'm glad we're together today. It's always a special day when you and I are together. And this is an extra special day, because a man whom I've wanted to introduce to you for a long time is going to come here. He's a man who can tell stories without saying one word, because he's an artist in pantomime. You know what pantomime means? Well, you probably do some of it every day. When you wave goodbye to somebody without saying anything, you just go, that's pantomime, sure. But this man has learned so well how to do things with his hands and with his face and with his whole body that he's able to entertain people for long periods of time without saying a word. He loaned me this book of his. It's called The Marcel Marceau Counting Book. That's his name, you see, Marcel Marceau. Isn't that a beautiful name? Could you say it? Marcel Marceau. I'll have him show you this book when he comes, because there's some special things in it that he likes. Before he comes, I want to show you a film of some animals and birds in very slow-moving style. It was taken with a camera that can make things look very slow. And there's a dog and a horse and some seagulls that move ever so gracefully. So let's put it in a picture and take a look at this slow-moving film. Living creatures move in such graceful ways. I really like to watch them carefully. Well, maybe that's Mr. Marceau now. Yes, it is. Hi, hello. Mr. Marceau, won't you come in? We're so glad you're here. I'd like you to meet my television friend.
Hello.
Come in, won't you? There's the book that you loaned me, and if you just sit beside it, I'll come over.
Yes.
This is a book with Bip.
Yes, this is a book with Bip.
Your famous character.
Yes. I made this book in 70 on the last tour.
So.
Here is Bip with the hat and the flower.
That he's so well known for.
Well, here is as a cowboy. I think cowboys are very popular in this country. And this is Bip as a king. And this is Bip as an old-fashioned Indian. And here again is Bip with the hat and the flower.
His hat
the
with
red
the
flower, yes.
And all the other hats that
and
he uses
And all the other
the
hats,
book.
Yes.
Were you always interested in pantomime?
Yes, since I was a child.
So would you tell us a little about mime?
Well, mime is the art of telling stories without saying one word. You can be funny, you can be sad, and everybody understands you. I played in all countries of the world, in 65 countries. And it's exactly as you would play in one country, because everywhere you go, everybody understands you. We make the invisible visible, like magicians. You make appear and disappear props, people, everything. We identify ourselves with what we are doing. For instance, I'm putting on a tie, putting it away. I'm putting on gloves. I'm putting on hats, small hats, big hats, all kind of hats. I'm putting on perfume. I'm eating now a nice ice cream. I'm taking my tea or coffee. You know, I'm leaning against the mantelpiece. I'm imitating a fish. Or birds in the trees and all sorts, you know. And let's imagine, for instance, that I climb up stairs.
Oh, would you like some stairs?
I need a little space. Now let's do, I'm going upstairs. I first imagine that I have to lean on something, then I'm going upstairs. First floor and second floor. Voila! Now I'm pretending to go. Now I'm struggling against the wind. Now there is a wall. I have to go through a wall. Hopla! Now I'm leaning against the mantelpiece. I'm pulling a rope.
Oh, beautiful. It's like make-believe, isn't it?
Yes,
pantomime.
I think so.
Like make-believe.
Oh, it's real. It's make-believe and it's real.
Well, it's like our neighborhood of make-believe. I wonder if you would help us make-believe today. We have a grand-père in an Eiffel Tower in
really?
Our neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh.
Could you meet him and then maybe go see the king and do something with Bip?
Yes.
At the castle?
I would be so delighted.
Oh, good. Why don't we just see this famous trademark of Bip, this hat, and you could be holding it in our neighborhood of make-believe.
Franchement, mon cher, je suis tellement content de vous voir.
Moi aussi, je suis tellement heureux de vous voir. Comment ça va?
Oh, très bien. Et vous?
Très, très bien.
Voulez-vous avoir quelques pommes frites?
Pour moi?
Oui, certainement.
C'est très gentil. Merci. Ah. Mmh. Oh.
Vous les aimez?
Très bon. Encore? c'est merveilleux. Don't you think we should go and see the king now?
Oh, mais certainement, le roi vendredi 13. Alors, allons-y. Hein?
Merci.
Oh, here they come now. Hi, grand-père.
Queen Sarah, this is my friend Marcel Marceau.
Welcome to our castle, Mr. Marceau.
Thank you very much.
Is King Friday here?
Well, he'll meet us in the M room as soon as he returns from his airplane ride. Oh, yes, he likes his new plane very much.
All right.
But he's waited for years to see you, Mr. Marceau.
Thank you.
So he'll probably be at the M room when we get there.
Then I should rather be ready, don't you think so?
Well, I was going to ask what pantomime you'll perform for us.
Well, I think I shall perform Bip Chases Butterflies.
Bip Chases Butterflies?
Yes.
Oh, and so you put on the white makeup on your face?
Well, when I play my pantomimes, I put on white makeup. Sometimes I put on my hat.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I don't. But in general, I play with my white face, with my hands, my feet, you know, and I do my pantomime.
Oh, well, we're anxious to see that. And the lounge is just beside the M room. You may change there if you like. It's just around this way.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I
come
will.
Along, grand-père.
Entendu. To the M room.
Oh, King Friday, I'm glad you're here.
Benjamin Negri, I hurried back from my airplane ride to meet Marcel Marceau. Where is he?
Oh, Queen Sarah's outside watching for him.
Oh, very good, then.
Meow, you're so excited, meow.
Well, Henrietta, the greatest artists in the world come to my castle.
I understand that Grandpère is a very good friend of his.
Oh, well, they have visited together in France, yes.
Oh, here they come now. Oh, Grandpère.
Bonjour.
Queen Sarah?
Oh, how do you do, handyman?
Well, where is Marcel Marceau?
Oh, he's in the lounge getting ready for his pantomime.
But I need to welcome him, Sarah.
Well, you can do that later, dear.
Oh, King Friday, when he's dressed as Bip, he doesn't speak to anyone.
Not even to a king.
We'll talk with him later in the garden.
Hmm. Oh, here he is now.
Oh.
Where is he going now?
Well, he's getting ready to perform Bip Chases Butterflies.
Thank you.
Marvelous. Marvelous.
Meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. Butterfly, all right, meow?
He was pretending, Henrietta. The butterflies were really his hands moving.
Meow, want to see meow hands.
Well then, suppose we go to the castle garden and meet him there.
Very good, sir.
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Marceau, I'd like to give you royal congratulations.
Thank you very much. You know, I'm very happy to play pantomime.
Oh, that is obvious. You yes. love your work.
Meow, 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 real butterfly, meow.
Henrietta Pussycat would like to know how you made the butterflies with your hand.
Well, you see, I do this. Look.
Meow, 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 hands, meow.
Very good. But now I shall pantomime something for you.
What's that, King Friday?
Just watch carefully.
What is it, King Friday?
Mr. Marceau understands. Absolutely. That's right. We will have refreshments in the R room. Come along, everyone.
Oh, yeah,
lovely
you.
To see you. Yeah, understood what I was doing.
We didn't even have to get up from our seats to make believe. It seemed so real to Henrietta Pussycat that she thought that your hands were real butterflies.
Well, we know that you pretend to do everything.
We can make believe anything.
Yes.
Would you teach me maybe how you lean on something?
Against a mantelpiece, you do just that. You see, up, duck. Up, duck. Up, up. Okay?
That's right.
Boom. Well, you know, you learn it, you will learn it. Or, for instance, to do that. Just feel it. It's like hitting a ball, like when you do golf, you know? You hit the ball, duck.
Try that.
Coming now, you see? You just have to feel everything. It comes from here. Everything you do, it comes from the heart, the soul. Of course, you have to think also, but to feel space, volume.
I'd like to ask you something I've thought about for a long time. When you pantomime, do you have to smile to show that you're happy?
Well, of course, when I'm happy, I have to smile. But I want to tell you that the smile comes from inside. You have to come a long way up, and then you smile. And even if you don't smile, you can smile inside. You can have sunshine inside your heart. And you radiate. Everything is beautiful then. Just, you look warm inside.
What if you smile and you have no smiling inside?
Well, then it's a grimace. I had a pantomime number called The Mask Maker. And I put on a mask, you know, and then it was... I took it off. And it was... I took it off. And then he smiled. And then... Under the smile was agony. He was very sad. But this is a mask. But when I'm like that, or when I'm beep, I smile from my heart.
You make a lot of people smile from their hearts by what you do.
I try.
Do you ever teach children?
Well, I have learned very much from children.
You've learned from children?
Yes, watching them. When they play, they make believe very well. But of course, technique comes with age, you know more. And children are beautiful minds. But I have grown up actors, you know. Oh, it's time to go to the theater to make people laugh and cry, but laugh and make them happy. I have to go.
You do, really?
Unfortunately.
This is your book, Mr.
Marceau. Oh, I would be so pleased to give it to you.
Oh, thank you very much. You've given us all so much to
And you too. You give so much pleasure to the children.
Thank you for coming.
I thank you very much. It was so nice.
Mr. Marceau.
And bye-bye now. See you next time.
A great artist in the art of pantomime. It gives me a lot of pleasure to be able to introduce you to somebody like Marcel Marceau, someone whom I've admired for many, many years. You're my young friend, and I can share him with you. I hope you have a good weekend. I'll certainly be thinking about you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each week special for me. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and that's you yourself. And I like you just the way you are. Be back next week. Bye.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.